So thank you to all of you. As you're aware, the class is only the excuse, like it's a structure to build a broader community. And as some of you know, this community is spread out into, or is spreading out currently to Vancouver and Victoria. Carmel, Tiff, and I are cooking up a 14-week course there, starting end of February, going through to May. And so we'll see. Carmel is just pulling together some money there, whatever it's from various agencies. And so working with church groups, working with secular groups, all concerned about the land. And ultimately, we were invited to do a road show, kind of go across the country to do workshops. We said, no, we have to build community. And so actually the model, if you look at Carmel's design, looks very much like this class, only put into where people from all over, Greater Vancouver come to one central place, and the same thing in Victoria again. And so the idea is to deal with some of these very serious issues, we ultimately have to build community. You know, and as you build community, you know, whether it's just in solidarity or discovering, you know, what is available in these regions. I mean, it's amazing what's available in Vancouver, and how many people in Vancouver haven't got a clue the amazing downtown, for example, this Soul Urban Farms, you know, where people in the Lower East Side actually can produce their own food, which is very different than from going to a food bank or getting handouts or whatever. So this idea of spreading communities, wherever you are, you will be community builders. You know, and that's, I think, how ultimately it grows. And a lot of you have been doing that, and it's carrying on. Yes?
Okay, I'll make it really quick. And you guys maybe should just get up and stand for a minute, but I just feel so inspired that I just want to share. So first of all, thank you so much, because I'm not even part of this talk. But I think that's just a huge testament to what you guys are building here, and it is essentially a community. But I wanted to share a little bit about how I came to this journey of caring about such issues. Because last year, there was the fracking conference, and I was friends with Hans, or I'm friends with Hans, and Ali, and they were putting it on, and I just remember kind of brushing it off, and Hans was like, oh, you should really come, and I was like, you know what, I'm sure that's happening, but I was scared to care because I was afraid my heart would break. And that was a scary thought. And I knew that once you start to know these things, you're held responsible. And so it was an interesting thing. And I found myself on a trip in May into Peru with CLWR, where we were checking out some projects that they were doing, but also met up with Carmel there and was exposed to the gold mine, and met various people who had lost a brother, or who had lost something, or they couldn't farm that land because it was contaminated, or they couldn't drink the water, and it was just atrocious and absolutely embarrassing to be Canadian. And I think that was the first time it just hit me as, like, we need to change. And it just sparked something inside of me that wanted to yearn to learn more. And then I found myself on Arctic course with Augustana later on and continued to delve into other issues in regards to Aboriginal rights and up north and various other things. And it just was like, man, like, there's so much to learn and it's so exciting. But through going up north, there's a connection with place that I never, ever experienced to that degree. I grew up on the farm, but being up there, it was us and nature. And that was our entertainment. Like, we would go out at night, and one of the things we did for fun was to find a new flower and look it up in the book and be like, oh my gosh, like, this one you can use for this and this one. And it was just, like, crazy. And I came back, and I had this, like, oh my gosh, like, that's strawberry seed float. That's a huge version of it. And, like, all of these plants that, like, as soon as you get to know about things, you start to care. And you have to experience them firsthand. So then this led me to sign up for Ditmar class. Someone told me I should go and take a class from Ditmar. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I didn't even know what classes he was offering. I was like, I signed up for one on Monday, and I was like, okay, this sounds fun. And showed up, and that was Economy, Nature, and Morality. So essentially, yeah, how do we live by our morals in the economic system that exists, and how does this affect nature? So a lot of these huge, huge, huge issues that people are dealing with everywhere. And it was scary. I mean, the first couple weeks I was talking to friends and, like, I was bawling. Like, it's the first time I've read all the readings in a class, to be honest. but I just, my heart broke. Like, we were learning about, down in the States, where these mountaintop removal, where you're just, like, trying to get an extra coal and you're blowing off the tops of mountains. You're like, oh my gosh, how is this humane? How is this... How can we survive this? How can we allow these injustices to occur? We're learning about peasant insurance. When the first class we watched about how companies will take out life insurance against their employees, and if they die, they collect, and their family gets nothing. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what do we do? And I wondered if there'd be hope, and I was really dubious, and... because we had a whole month these readings, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't emotionally handle this anymore. and then I was assured that at the end of Days of Destruction, someone reminded me that there was a good ending, and I was like, promise? And they're like, yeah, I promise. And then, yeah, just like hope started to begin, and I think it was hugely pivotal, the Spirit of the Land Conference. And as you guys can all attest, there was something that beyond words can even describe happening. It was a feeling of home. It was a feeling of belonging. But one of the first things that really struck me in that conference was the question of what is a favorite place that you have. And as our table went around and we answered this question, all of the places that we picked were places in nature. And it struck me that people really, really love these places, and they would love to protect them. And that they're so essential to who we are. And so it just got me thinking even, like, how do we develop this love of place? And I think it comes from experience, and from just natural desires as humans, to feel that grounding. And in order to have experience, people have to get out there, too. And so I think that's what we need to do with some of these politicians, and get them out into the backwoods and them to truly experience the joy and connection to the land. So that was something really neat that came across from that. And I mean, there's so much more I could say. But I want to share that there is so much hope. I think that's the biggest thing that I take from these classes, and that we are here, and we care. And that is the beginning to change. And our duty as humans is, amidst all the destruction that we see, is to see the good. And what do we do with the good? We have to invest in it. And not just say, oh, I'm going to, like, do something with that. No, you have to invest your time, your money, and your energy. And we should do things that make us come alive and invest in those goods, because that good will spread. And then we have to continue this dialogue. Like, as students, I know people might think you're crazy. I saw my family this weekend. I dare not speak of fracking. I'm from a farming family. Oh my goodness. NDP politics? Out the window. Nope. It's not going to happen. Anything in regards to that's not conservative. But that doesn't mean it's not worth it to try to get people aware and to care. Oh. I wanted to share something that Dinwar said one class, and it just, like, kind of really shocking. I think one of the things as university students is we're like, what the heck can we do right now? And one of DevOps' responses to that question was, figure out how you want to live your life and start living that right now. So what kind of things do you value? Who do you want to become? Are you on the path to going there? Are you living the way you want to live? So, yeah. Those are a few of my thoughts. And I just want to thank you guys.
I should mention this course is actually Rajan's course. I just happen to be the one who's present. He's the one who's not great. I didn't come up with the course. I don't know where I was. I was probably in Colombia or something, where Rajan came up with this idea, why don't we do a Spirit of the Land course? Sure, why not, whatever that is. So it's really Rajan's, and but it was nice that I could be part of it. And your community here, and definitely carry on. And this is my last day.
Oh,
I get to mark still. Please hand the stuff in, but that's good. And I may do something with Craig in the fall, but I also have to do something in Colombia in the fall, so between the two, it should work. Okay, thanks so much.